I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This afternoon, three jurors in the Ghost Ship Warehouse trial have been removed from the case. And as a result, the judge says deliberations will be starting all over from the beginning. Three alternate jurors will now replace the trio on the panel. This after the original jurors had already been deliberating for 10 days. The new jury would be comprised of 7 women and 5 men. We're going to talk more about the development. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with San Jose attorney and legal analyst Stephen Clark. Stephen, three at a time, this is unusual, isn't it?
Yes, having a group of three removed all at the same time is extremely unusual. And what it suggests is there was a commonality of problem that led the judge to make the decision that all three had to go. Certainly, jurors are removed all the time during deliberation, and that's why you have alternates. But this is suggestive that there was something out of the ordinary between these three, that they all had to be removed, and the court went through a detailed questioning process of each juror individually to see what the problem was going on in these deliberations and make sure that whatever caused these three to be removed, it was appropriate for the judge to continue the deliberation process by replacing them.
Yeah, Stephen, on that note, I wanted to ask you to sort of help us understand what the judge is weighing when deciding whether to call a mistrial or replace those jurors.
Well, what the judge has to decide is, was whatever these three jurors had done, did it seep into the deliberation process such that it could not be saved? And then the judge would have had to declare a mistrial, and that would have been something that the judge would, after this case, would be very reluctant to do. But at the same time, it's still, the judge has to make sure that the integrity of the jury deliberation processes are upheld. So the court felt that just removing these three all at once was enough to keep the deliberation process going. But I'm sure the defense was very careful in their questioning and observations of what happened, because if there is a conviction, this will clearly be an avenue that will be looked at on appeal.
Does this make it harder to reach a verdict?
Well, certainly it becomes a numbers game, and now you've lost three jurors, and the question is, I believe there's only one more alternate, and if you lose that juror, then you start getting into a real problem that you run out of jurors. At this point, what these three new jurors will have to do is start from scratch and integrate into the deliberation process. These three were not part of the discussions of the jury up to this point, so they have no idea what was going in that room up to this point, so they now have to get up to speed and go through all of the evidence that the other jurors have requested. So it's a very cumbersome process. It does happen that they could still reach a verdict, but clearly, depending on where these jurors were standing, either the defense or the prosecution is either very happy or unhappy with this result.
Do you have a sense of what this development will mean for this particular case?
Well, what I think it will mean is that there was something going on in the deliberation process that was significant enough to remove a group of jurors, which is very different than removing one. That will be investigated by perhaps both sides as to what exactly went on. But if there is a conviction, this will be something the defense will try to interview these jurors and talk to the other jurors remaining to find out what was the problem here and did it affect the deliberation process. So it's going to have an impact, but I think if these new jurors are integrated into the process, they're brought up to speed, they're not rushed, and they're taking their time, it will slow the process down, but it can still be a reasonably fair process to all parties.
San Jose attorney and legal analyst Stephen Clark.